Proverbs chapter 3. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Up there it says Jamboree bag. Anyone remember Jamboree bags? Yeah, I remember Jamboree bags. Sixpence from the corner shop. Saturday, pocket money. You go down to the corner shop. There seemed to be a corner shop in every corner back in the day. And you get a Jamboree bag. And in this Jamboree bag, you just put your hand in. You never knew what you were going to get. Sometimes you'd get sweets that would pull your teeth out. Sometimes you'd get sherbet that would make you running all day, fizzing. Sometimes you'd get a game that would be broken within 5 minutes. All kinds of things in a Jamboree bag. Well, I'm comparing Proverbs, not to a Jamboree bag, but to a packet. Because we never know what we're going to get out of Proverbs. But, as trip down memory lane, but this verse, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, might also be a bit of a trip down memory lane for a lot of you. It says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." For many people, this was their first Bible memorization verse, either in Sunday school or young people's work, or you just learnt it. And you can still remember it now, and you say, why don't they keep the same words that I learnt when I was a child? There's a reason for that, which we will see. Maybe this was a verse that was given to you at your baptism or your church membership. This verse may be written in the cover of your Bible or a book that was given to you. It is, for many people, a life verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. A life verse. There are, of course, people who have life mottos. Dr. Seuss, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Another life motto, "Your only limit is you." Or another one, "One step at a time." My favorite life motto is John Wayne's. "Life is hard. It's even harder when you're stupid." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 is a life verse. It tells us about life as it should be lived, but it also tells us how to live that life. Life as it should be lived, and how to live that life. It speaks about a pathway to travel. At the end of verse 6, he will direct he will make your paths straight. Now, the older versions did have that idea of direct your paths. But the Hebrew is more like he will make your paths straight. The idea of the direct, the straight, is right. It's correct. The right way. So what this proverb is talking about is us walking a straight road as opposed to a crooked road. Walking the right way as opposed to a devious way. Traveling God's road, walking God's way. That's what the proverb is on about. How we can walk God's way. Now, there is a way of the Lord. There are lots of ways to live today, and people will give us their idea about their way to live or the way that we should live. They'll tell us how we should live, and when you start telling them how they should live, they won't listen. But they know how we should live. But there's a way of self, and there's a way of unbelief, and there's a way of religion, and a way of secularism. God said to Abraham, "I have singled you out so that you will direct your sons and your families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is just and right." Ultimately, there are only two ways to live. It's God's way or our way. And this proverb is talking about God's way. He will give us a correct pathway, a straight pathway. And God urges us to walk that way, not a crooked, twisted, warped, devious, deceitful way, but the right way to walk in the light as he is in the light. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, as Monica read it to us, I hope you noticed as we were reading, there's some great verses in there. But I hope you noticed as we read it, there's a lot about the way that we travel, the pathway that we walk down. And the Bible is full of this, right from Genesis, right to the book of Revelation, speaking about God has a way for us to live. And it's often called walking in the light, walking that way, traveling that way, living that way. But one of the major chapters that speaks about the way of the Lord is actually Proverbs chapter 4. So a bit of a digression on this road at the moment. Turn to Proverbs 4, which is open for you anyway, and just look there at what it says about the way of the Lord. Because I really want us to understand this morning, that there is a way God wants us to live. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 to 15. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well. It's your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. It's a big contrast there in that little section of verses to avoid the way of the wicked and to walk in God's way. Well, Proverbs 4 continues. Look at verse 18. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. A big contrast in verse 18, the path of the righteous getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and the way of the wicked getting darker and darker and darker. There are these two ways to live. And then verse 24 of Proverbs 4. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. That's a father's heart poured out to his son. Keep your foot from evil. Walk God's way. Okay, that's just to give us an example of what much of the Bible has to say about the Bible's way to live, God's way to live. There is this contrast between the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. Now back to Proverbs chapter 3 and this famous verse, verses 5 and 6. God's will and desire for us is that we should live his way. That straight way, that correct way, that right way. If God is a father, then he's concerned about us as his children, as any good father is concerned about how their child lives. So the straight path is the one living in a way that pleases God. And that way of living for the Lord is the way of ultimate happiness, success, and enjoyment. We have a wrong view of happiness, success, and enjoyment. We think that happiness, success, and enjoyment is all to do with our achievement, our grades, our passes, our bank balance, our savings account, reaching the top of the ladder in our career, or having a good amount of health or fitness. We think then if we've got those things, we'll be happy, successful, and enjoy life. But God's view of success is walking his way, that correct way, that right way, that straight way. And you know, anyone can do that. A person with very few or no qualifications can live God's way. A poor person with no savings can live God's way. A person out of work or with no career prospects can live God's way. A person without health can live God's way. Happiness, success, and enjoyment is living life along God's pathway. There is no peace, no joy, no thrill like walking in God's will. So this proverb then, Proverbs chapter 3, is telling us that it is really possible to live that life in this dark world. We live in a fallen world, and we can live in an upright way. We live in a dark world, and it's possible to live in a way of light. We live in a sinful world, but we can walk the pathway of righteousness. We live in a selfish world, but we can live Jesus' way. We live in a crooked, devious world, but we can live God's pathways, which are straight. So that's what this verse is telling us. Live God's way. And it's actually a promise that's made. Look at verse 6. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. He will help you live that correct, right way in this fallen world. It's a promise. God will do this. But I want you to notice it's a conditional promise. See, not everybody lives God's way. There are some sad, perverted, crooked, depraved ways that people live. There's some selfish, self-centered, destructive, revengeful, abusive ways that people live. And some people live in a very proud and snooty and moralistic way. So how can we live God's way? The promise is there. He will make your path straight. But there's a condition. What's the condition? Well, it's twofold. It's trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And that's what this verse is telling us. If we want God to make our path straight, then the first thing we've got to do is to trust. Look at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Remember, this proverb is about life and how we are to live it so as to please him. It's asking us what we are trusting in order to make a success of our life. Not a success of our exams or of our family or of our career or of our finances, but a success of life. Lean not on your own understanding, it's saying. Now, obviously, in many things to do with life, then there are things that we do have to lean on our own understanding. For example, there are things you learnt at school or uni. There are things you learnt as an apprenticeship or in placement or training or on courses. You've built up a lot of understanding and skills about how to do your job properly. Well, it's obvious you're going to draw from your learning, training, and skill set to do your job properly. You've got an understanding of how to do that. But this verse is talking about life, living life, the pathway of life. And there are many, many people who might be brilliant in their work and their career, but haven't got a clue how to live. People might be millionaires, but they haven't got a clue how to make sense of life. There are top professors in academia. There are top surgeons, top politicians, top civil servants, top sports stars, top artists, authors, film stars, top movie makers, who are brilliant at what they do and have made ever such a lot of money and a name, but they haven't got a clue how to live life. They know all about their job because they're highly trained and extremely skilled, might even be groundbreaking in their achievements, but their life is an absolute mess. So that's what this verse is talking about, how to live life. And if we lean on our own understanding, we will fail at life. We all lean on things. You're out for a walk or you're out for a run, and if it gets too much, you stop, you lean on something. The athletes, even after they've raced their massive race, they lean on their knees. We lean on things. And we trust what we lean on. But to lean on your own understanding, it's really shaky ground. Why? Well, because of this verse. Let me read it to you. Ephesians 4, verse 17. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking, for they are darkened in their understanding. It's Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. Darkened in their understanding. And that's us without God. We do not know the best way to live. We cannot guess it. We don't know the secret of a successful life. Our understanding is darkened. Not only that, but our understanding is also controlled by other things. Sometimes our understanding is controlled by money or passions or achievement or reputation or self-preservation. And it's so often those factors that control the way we live. So we cannot trust ourselves and our own understanding. Do you know that's the first thing you acknowledge when you become a Christian? That, I don't know how to live, Lord. Help me. I've made a mess of my life. Help me. No, being a Christian is saying, Lord, help me to live. Enlighten my understanding. Control my thinking the right way. For self-dependence in life is folly. But we're proud. We want to live our own way. We do think we understand life. No one tells me what to do. I'm my self-made woman. I'll do what I want to do. I'll live how I want to please. And we repeat Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden. God gave them one command. Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the day you eat of it, you will die. And Adam and Eve looked at that tree and leant on their own understanding. Decided that they would take the forbidden fruit. And the whole world went crazy. And we live in a fallen world because Adam leant on his own understanding and wouldn't take God's direction for his life. So if we want our life to be a successful life in God's eyes, then we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. This idea of trusting, again, it's the same idea of leaning, isn't it? Because as we've said, we do trust what we lean on. And God has shown us his way of life. He's given it to us in the scriptures. This is God's book, the whole counsel of God concerning all things necessary for his own glory, our salvation and our faith and life and human flourishing. It's all here in the scriptures. He's shown us the life of Jesus, and if you read the life of Jesus, you will read how God lived on earth. And we are to trust God that this is the right way to live, the straight road to travel down, the road that Jesus walked, the way the scriptures declare, and we're to believe it. Because ultimately, trust is a matter of faith and belief. And one of the reasons we don't trust God with all our heart and we do lean on our own understanding is because we have lack of faith in God. Faith is the key. Believe in God, have confidence in God, and you'll live his way. Notice it says here in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, our whole conviction. And if we want to make our paths, want God to make our pathway straight, then we need to trust him. It's a matter of faith. So trust, but not only trust, obey. Submitting to the Lord. Look at verse 6. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Submit to him. We do that by recognizing God's word and Jesus as the supreme authority in life. Rosemary and I went on this city break to Granada recently. So it's a lovely place. I thoroughly recommend you. If you get the chance. decided to buy a guidebook. One, Rosemary doesn't trust me for my guidance. My family have learned that I get lost very easily. And I say, I know the way. It's easy to get there. I often don't. I think Google Maps is the greatest invention to humankind. So we bought this guidebook, and the guidebook, it tells you about the history of the place. It tells you what to see, tells you the opening times, tells you how to get there, what to look for when you're there. The guidebook is the source of authority. If you want to get there and enjoy the place when you're there, you need the guidebook. That's what God has given us. It's a very trite illustration, isn't it? But isn't it true? That if we want to know the way that pleases God, then we need to submit to his authority, his book. You know, there's dozens of books around written now about how we should live, lifestyle books. Jordan Peterson has got a book, 12 Rules for Life. God beat him, God made it just 10. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, 365 Days of the Self-Care Journal. Now, I'm not going to say for one moment that everything in those books is wrong. In fact, there's probably some good advice in part or some of those books. But they're fallible. And I don't think any of those authors would claim to be infallible. But what you've got in the scriptures is the infallible guide to life. God, who invented life, who created life, who gave us life, has given us the book of life. All scripture is God-breathed. It's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. Well, doesn't it make sense to submit to him? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. In all your ways, not just part of your way, but in all your ways. We can't hide anything from him anyway. So in all your ways, submit to him. Not just at church, but at home. Not just at home, but at work. Not just at work, but in private. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. That is his promise. Do you know, in the Old Testament, you've got the story of the people of Israel. And when God decided to rescue them out of slavery in the land of Egypt, he did wonders for them in that land. He brought them, and he was going to go to the promised land. They could have gone almost directly there in a matter of weeks. They could have gone almost like a straight way there in a matter of weeks. God brought them to Mount Sinai. He put them together as his people. He made a covenant with them. And there was so much revelation being poured down from heaven to Moses to give to the people. And we've got it all in the Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible. So the Israelites had God's word. They knew what they had, who they had to trust and who they had to lean on. They had that. And if they had trusted and obeyed, they would have gone straight to the promised land. But instead, they leant on their own understanding. And you know what happened to them. Round and round and round and round for 40 years, till a whole generation had died out. What a crooked way they ended up living instead of God's straight way, because they didn't trust in the Lord or submit to him. If we trust in the Lord and if we submit to his ways, then he will make our path straight. He will enable us to live his way. It's very much like Jesus said, you remain in me, or you abide in me and I abide in you, and you will bring forth much fruit. It will happen if we abide in Jesus. If we trust and obey, then God will make our path straight. So here's a verse then that tells us about living life as it should be lived and how to do it. Here we see the secret to the way of ultimate happiness, ultimate success, and ultimate enjoyment in life. Before God. So what's your life like right now? Are you going round and round in circles in life? Are you directionless and purposeless? And you long for some direction and purpose? You long for someone to make sense of your life? Then how about this verse? Why not? Trust in the Lord. Submit to him. What a great way to begin every day. Lord, today I want to live in a way that pleases you. So I trust you for your guidance and I obey you. Today I'll not trust myself. I'll not trust my own understanding. I will trust you with all my heart. I will submit to you in all my ways. So show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Amen. Let's stop and be quiet before we sing our final song, and just reflectively now, before the Lord in quietness, just ask him, ask yourself this question. On what are you leaning to make a success of your life? Who are you trusting?